Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the Seahawks scramble, here's a jock and two straps.
Here we go, man. Week number two, one jock, two straps. Cam Cleland, our sports bro from 1080 The Fan, who, by the way, played for three NFL teams and is a legit superstar.
Yeah. Wow, legit superstar.
Yeah. Played for the Patriots.
My wife tells me every morning.
Yeah, played for the Patriots,
she doesn't.
Rams, and New Orleans Saints.
There we go.
So let's just get right to it. It's week number two.
Yeah.
How hurt are players right now? I mean, what they're waking up today.
Hurt. I don't know if you guys saw the massive, if you're a 49ers fan, run and hide, because just bury your head in the sand. That's awful. Field turf issues, guys are getting hurt. It's crazy. The amount of money that's been lost just by injuries across the league. And I tell guys that are fans of football every year, just get through the first 4 weeks. If you can stave that off without getting your big namers hurt, then you can make it through. It's kind of like building up a callus, but this happens every single year, but you just don't see it to kind of big name players. And that's because guys didn't get the amount of time on the field in their preseason, and they're just bigger, faster, stronger.
They mentioned it twice during the Seahawks game. Collinsworth did, about how the guys are out of shape. They're winded. Yeah. They can't go because they didn't have a real training camp, right?
Well, training camp is going to help you, but this is part of the deal. When you're throwing the ball 30 to 50 times a game and you're up and down the field, you got to be able to be in shape. You can't simulate that kind of shape early in the season. And you're throwing too much, and guys are going to be tired.
Watching late in the game, Kansas City and the Chargers, Bosa sat out two plays on his knees on the sideline, and then another two standing with his hands on his waist. Totally gassed, but what a hell of a game, and what a hell of a coming out party for Herbert.
Yeah, I mean, looking at Justin Herbert, I'm more concerned about, will he be the starter moving forward? Yet Tyrod Taylor with a chest injury. We don't know the details of that, but that kid looked great. I can't imagine him not being a starter, but that whole organization, every time you think they're going to turn the corner, they're in L.A. now. Maybe that's the difference, I guess. Oh, maybe. Potentially.
All right, let's get an insider view. And by the way, we're talking with Cam Cleland. He is our jock. We're the two straps, 1080 The Fan. So Quandre Diggs gets ejected early in the game.
As he should have.
How does that affect the rest of the team? I mean, what goes on? Does he go to the locker room and he's pissed? He's sitting in there and the rest of the team's now pissed because, you know, premium player. What's it like after the game?
Well, you're hoping that your depth is going to step up. I mean, that was a bad hit. That's what we're trying to legislate out of the game. You can't do that. You just can't do it. As much as everyone says it's part of the game, man, you can't take shots to the head. He leaves, then the next guy gets hurt, and then you're looking at everybody's depth has to change. It changes your secondary. It changes the way your rotation is. Now special teams guys who aren't getting the reps in practice. And that's why you saw the kind of numbers that Cam Newton was able to put up. But Russell Wilson, 82%. No one's ever done that in NFL history through the first 2 weeks of the season. All the things that we're seeing, football's just played more in space now. You're going to throw it all over the yard early in this part of the year, and it just happens.
Hey, the only number that matters last night, and I know you're going to agree with me, 137. That is the only number that mattered last night. That's the combined age of both coaches.
All right. Some old dudes out there.
Right.
And their defensive coaches. Did you see much defense last night?
Not much. I'm so glad you brought that up because it's not even just this year. I'm just going to say it. The Seahawks defense looks lost 90% of the time when they're on the field. They're just walking around in circles with their hands up over their head, and then the play's going off. Yeah. What the hell's going on there?
Just do yourself a favor and watch Jamal Adams because he is unbelievable. He's the most explosive, talented guy I've ever, in my lifetime, I've never seen anybody cover more space, be your best tackler, pass rusher. Everything that he does is incredible. He's worth 18,000 first-round picks, but you're right. No pass rush.
Yeah.
But that was Cam Newton. That was classic Cam Newton. That's impressive to watch a superstar with good coaching.
I never liked him, but I tell you what, I was impressed by the way he played yesterday.
Sure. And what a difference it's made putting the talent around him in New England had versus Carolina.
Yeah, absolutely, fellas.
So, week two, and I think we're safe to say the Seahawks will go undefeated this year.
16-0? You calling that right now?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk in about 2 weeks.
What part of the discussion about the defense did you miss? Yeah.
They have no pass rush.
You know who has no pass rush?
Mm-hmm.
Friends of show right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.